Greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day one in a seven-day series that I'm going to be doing this week. What I'm going to be looking at this week is a gospel tract that I had written many years ago. It's called Coming to God the Way He Demands. And today and the next 6 days, we're going to go over this tract, and there's like seven or eight different things we're going to look at as to how a person comes to God, or how a person can be born of God, or born again. We'll be looking into one of those things every day. Maybe you're already born again. Well, I think this week would be good for you to look at this. This teaching, I think, will help you as to how to help someone else receive Christ or become born of God. And maybe you aren't born again. Maybe you have a question whether you are born again. Well, I think this week, the daily inspiration will be a blessing to you as we look at these different points. And as I said, the track is called Coming to God the Way He Demands. And it starts off by saying that eternal life and saved, converted, born again, these and other words are used in the Bible to describe the same thing, the salvation of a human soul. Goes on and says, if you want to fly in an airplane to another country, you have to find out what that country and the airlines demand of you. You can't just set your own price or go in your own way, but on the way they demand or require. Many people try to come to God in their own way, but to be saved, we must come to God the way He demands. The first point that we'll look at is we are all sinners. In Romans 3, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is what separates us from God. We deserve to spend eternity in hell because of our sin. And I think it's very important that we see the sinfulness of sin, because unless we can see ourselves as truly lost and without hope, that we're lost in our sin, we see that our sin is what separates us from God, then we really can't be saved, because if we aren't lost, well, how can we be saved? And so we really need to see ourselves at that we deserve to go to hell and live there for all eternity. That's what we deserve. We don't deserve to go to heaven. We don't deserve God's grace, but we deserve His wrath because of our sin. But we are saved by grace through faith. And so sin is going our own way and doing our own will. In Isaiah 53, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all turned to our own way, and the Lord hath laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. So just even going our own way, doing our own thing, is sin. That's the iniquity that God placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus actually bore on the cross for us. So Matthew 7:21-23 says, it's Jesus, and he tells us, he says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, and I believe it's talking about judgment day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name we have done many wonderful works? And then will I say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And so according to Jesus' words, calling him Lord doesn't make someone a Christian. Rather, he that does the will of God. Notice who Jesus was talking about. They were religious people, but were in iniquity. They were living in their sin, doing their own will, and not the will of the Father. He will say to them, depart from me. And that's what will happen to each one of us if we might even deceive ourselves by calling Jesus Lord and saying that I'm a Christian and all these things. But if we're really doing our own will, we're not doing the Father's will, and we're living in our sin, then we are as lost as anybody else is if we are living that way. And, you know, we can go to church, we can do a lot of good things, but that doesn't save us. What saves us is Christ's blood. What saves us is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the first point then that we're looking at here today is that we are all sinners. So that's the first thing that we need to do if we want to come to God the way he demands, is to realize, to recognize that we are all sinners and that we truly do need a Savior. So that's the first point, and we're going to close with that for today, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the next point, which is we need a Savior. We'll be looking at that then the next time. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.